Hello. Hi, is Wendy there, please?
Yeah, it's me speaking.
Hiya, Wendy. How are you? It's James here, James Thompson from MMA Legal. You've requested that we give you a call in regards to your Scottish redress compensation from when you was in care when you was younger. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Wendy, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you okay, but I thought the call to be at night time, between 5 and 8.
Oh, between 5 and 8. Right, okay. Unfortunately, we're not in the office at them hours, Wendy.
Right,
I do apologise. I do apologise. It will literally take 10 minutes of your time. Have you not got 10 minutes spare so we can get your account set up?
Okay, I've got 10 minutes.
Wendy, so once again, my name is James Thompson. I'm your case handler. I just need to get your account set up. Okay, and then what will happen, the legal team will contact you in about 7 days. They'll let you know how much compensation they're going in for and how long it's going to take for you. Okay, Wendy? Now, I've got an email address as wardwendy45@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Brilliant stuff. All right, Wendy, so I'm just going to go through a few questions with you. If they don't apply to you, you can just say move on. They don't apply to me. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Brilliant. Bear with me a moment, Wendy. So I've got your surname is M-C-L-E-I-S-H. Is that right?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Bear with me a moment. Did you find the advertisement on Facebook for the solicitors? Is that correct? Or is it online?
No, actually, I found it on... I got the number online.
Did you?
Actually, my friend told me about it because I didn't know.
Yeah, okay, so I'll make you aware the average compensation payment at this moment is around about £45,000, okay? So what the solicitors will do, they'll pull up records to make sure you was in childcare services at that time, and if you was, if you sustained or witnessed any abuse, you'll qualify for that payment, all right? Now, it can be more than that, but the solicitors will explain to you how much it'll be, all right?
Yeah.
So, Wendy, can you just confirm for me your date of birth, please?
It's the 25th of May, 1987.
Oh, we've got the same birthday, me and you.
You've got the same name as my boyfriend, James.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Exact same birthday as me. That's crazy. Bear with me just one moment. Okay. So, is it Miss or Mrs.?
It's Miss.
Miss, that's fine, Wendy. Give me a moment. Great stuff. So I need to go through a few questions with yourself, okay? In regards to the application, there are a few questions that may apply to a few that don't. If they don't, just say a skip and we can move on, all right? First of all, can you just confirm your postcode for me, please, Wendy?
It's G313SS.
Yep. 3SS, did you say?
Yes.
So I've got Golf 31, 3 Sierra Sierra.
No, yes. Sierra Foxtrot.
Oh, Sierra Foxtrot, I do apologise. And I've got Todd Street, is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, which number?
257-01.
Yep, I've got you there. Give me a moment. 257-01. There you go. Brilliant. So once you've done this call with me, like I say, it takes a maximum of 10 minutes. The legal team will be back in contact with me in 7 days to let you know how much they're going in for compensation for you. It roughly takes around from start to finish, probably around about 6 to 8 months from start to finish to receive your payment. Okay. Now, we will get an email out to you, an authorisation email, before the end of the call, Wendy. Do you have access to your email?
Yeah.
You do, yeah?
Yeah.
Brilliant. We'll also need to put on your report, because it's a substantial amount for the compensation, will need to put one form of photo ID and one form of proof of address. So our administrations team will send you a message via the application WhatsApp. Do you use WhatsApp on your mobile?
WhatsApp, yeah.
Yeah, you do. Okay, in regards to photo ID, you can use a bus pass, passport, or a driving license, or citizen card. Do you have any of them? Yeah, that's fine. No, that's fine. Bear with me a moment.
Just a second. Okay, then.
Okay, brilliant stuff. Give me one second. There we go. So I need to ask you this question. Do you have a terminal illness, Wendy?
Yeah.
Okay. No, you do.
Okay,
all right, so yeah, okay. No problem at all. So I'll place that as no. Now we need to put on your account a password on so what this means for security purposes, so if anybody rings you regarding your Scottish redress compensation, because the amount is substantial, if you receive a call and you don't think it's anyone to deal with your Scottish redress, all you need to say, have you got my password? If they don't have it, then it means they're not dealing with your case, okay? So I'm going to put a password onto your report. It can be anything like favourite colour, favourite animal, anything like that. What would you like it to be?
Would I be reminded about what it is?
Say that again, sorry.
I've got a bad memory, so see if I forget,
You can put it in anything, you can put it in like your surname and just your date of birth if you want. You can literally put it as anything.
Right.
I could just put it as your name if you want. Do you want me to put Wendy McLeish?
Yeah.
Yeah, no problem at all. Fine. It's just for security for yourself, that's all it is, Wendy.
Yeah, that's fine. If you could put Tara, K-H-A-R-A.
Say that again, Wendy, sorry you broke up.
K-H-A-R-A.
Yep, that's fine. I've placed that onto your report now for you, okay?
Yeah.
So if anybody rings you up, all you need to do, before I speak to you, can you tell me your password? We will always tell you your password so you know it's us, okay? Now, I'm going to put on your report a beneficiary. So what this means is a next of kin. So because the money is a substantial amount, if anything was to happen to you, Wendy, between now and you receiving your payment, and unfortunately they couldn't get the payment to you, who would you like the money to go to?
My daughter, but she's 9.
Your daughter? Oh, she's 9, unfortunately.
But
I've
got an ISA account for the bank.
Sorry, no, so what it needs to be, it needs to, it's basically someone that will take over your account. Let's say, touch wood, obviously, nothing ever happens to you, but if you, between now and you receiving the money, unfortunately, if you was to pass away, the money would have to go to somebody. So is there anybody over the age of 18 within your family that would be able to accept it?
I haven't really got any family.
Is there nobody like partner, friends, or anything like that that you know?
I'm a partner.
Yeah, your partner can put your partner down. That's perfectly fine. Yeah, put your partner down. It's James Ward. I can just pop him down on there, okay. He'll only be ever contacted, obviously, if something was to happen to you. He's never going to be contacted otherwise, okay. Wendy, do you have a contact number for James?
Yes, I'll get one, I think.
Yeah. Take your time.
And it's 07713.
Yep.
093.
Yep.
749.
Brilliant stuff, that's fine. So like I said, Wendy, he will never be contacted. He will only be ever contacted if anything was to happen to you. All right. So what I need to do now, I just need to go into the care setting. So when you was younger, was you in a children's home or was it foster parents? Okay. So do you remember how old you were when you first went into child services?
I don't, and I'm trying to get my records, but I think it's mostly since I've been born, really.
Right, okay, that's fine. Do you remember any children's homes where you sustained any abuse, or did you witness any abuse of other children?
See the children's unit I was in when I was a teenager.
What was the children's unit? What was the children's unit called?
Wallacewell.
It was what, sorry?
It's called Wallace Vale.
Can you spell it at all for me?
W-A...
Yep.
Yeah, Wallace.
Is it Wallace? Was it Wallace Hill, did you say?
No, it's Wallace Vale, but it's only one word.
Wallace Vale. Just trying to... Wallace Well. Is it W-E-L-L?
Yep.
Yep. Oh, there we go. I've got the records from it. Was it in Glasgow?
Yeah.
Yeah. Give me a second. I'm just pulling up the record for it now. Give me a moment. Okay. Yeah, I've got it. Wallace Well Children's Home. It was in, 70 Wallace Well Quadrant in Glasgow. I've got it here. I've got the records. Give me a moment. Just pulling up the records.
It has been pulled down. It's been moved out now, Stephen.
Yeah, I'm just literally pulling the records for you now. Give me a second there, Wendy. So, Wendy, do you know how old you was when you was in there?
Yeah, I went there. Oh, I was 11 when I went there.
Was you around? I was 11.
I was going to primary school. It was the 1st of April, 1999. I remember it.
1999. Okay. That's fine, I'll replace that answer there for you. And how long was you there for till you were 16, 17?
The March, just before I turned 18 in May, but I can't remember
that. Don't worry about it. Honestly, do not worry about that. They'll be able to pull that up from records. Okay, give me a moment. Okay. Give me 1 second. I'm just going to save that onto your report for you. Now, what I do need to ask you now, okay, in regards to when you was at Wallace Well, was you ever known by any other names, or has it always been Wendy McLeish?
No, just Wendy McLeish.
Yeah, okay, so you've not had a name change or anything, no?
No.
Okay. So this is, I appreciate now, so it can be a little bit distressing going back to the past.
I'm trying to get name change, so I don't know what that's going to be.
Yeah, don't worry about that. It's just while you was in care, was you ever known by any other names? If you wasn't,
okay.
So when you was in Wallace Well, or when you was in your children's facilities, okay, I need to ask you, was there any mental abuse, was there any physical abuse, or was there any sexual abuse?
There was mental abuse, it was
physical as well, was you
physical, I restrained, or police coming, and I was in a room and they put stuff against the door, and I was sitting at the table and I was supposed to do this, but they kicked the door.
Wow.
The door was kicked and my head and rattled off the door. There was a time when I was just, I don't know how long, I was in Malaysia, I was here with my brother. He's in prison, but he's making a separate claim. So I was in... I was in there with my brother, actually before we went there, we were staying with Margaret Scott, my mum's, who has passed away, it's her sister.
Is that your mum's name, Margaret Scott?
No, my mum's name is Kathleen O'Donnell, but she's passed away.
Okay.
So Margaret Scott was my mum's friend. So she took us and when Gary was young, I seen him, was in bed, but I was scared, so I didn't in the room another time when I was in Wallace Vale and I was sent back home, and that was I said that was like,
yeah.
I seen as an entity unsafe space, basically. Nobody comes out.
Of course, yeah. So
the reason why
the compensation will be made awarded for you, Wendy, is because there wasn't the correct protocols put in place from when you was in care, okay? So this compensation that you're going to get, unfortunately, it's never going to heal any scars, but it will provide you with a brighter future, okay? Now, I need to ask you, Wendy, was there any sexual abuse at all that you witnessed or it sustained to you?
Yes, well, I assisted abuse from my dad, but I was staying at Wallace Vale, and they were giving me overnights there, and then up and overnights, and I was ended up staying there one day a week and that, but I was still under social work care, I was in an unsafe place, basically, and I was kind of starting a place support for that, because I couldn't continue it, so I was like 14.
So I understand.
I'm just still under their care, and that's the only thing I've got to say about that unit, because of,
don't have a problem. I'm going to make you aware, Wendy, on the record, you're not the only person that has made a compensation claim for redress from Wallace Well Children's Home, okay? So you're not on your own, all right? What I need to ask you as well, has it had an effect on your adulthood, Wendy? So do you suffer with mental health? Do you suffer with any anxiety? Are you on any medication?
Chronic anxiety. I've got muscle tension. I'm a central tremor. I've got a hole in my heart. I'm in again for surgery. I had pneumonia, and that's a serious between neurology and that quite and cardiology, and I'm on quite a lot of medication as well.
I'm putting this down on your report as you're telling me. Okay. So what I'm going to do now for you, so I've saved that onto your statement, so when the legal team do contact you, they will read a statement to you, okay, from what you've told me. If you're happy with that, you can say that you're happy with it. If you'd like to add anything to it, you can do, all right. So what I now need to do, Wendy, I need to get to you. I need to get an email sent out to you while you're on the phone. It's a click sign document to state that you're happy with the legal team to contact you, all right? So, bear with me just one moment, Wendy, while I just get...
See, I was in a children's unit, and I've been in foster homes and stuff, but my brother's in prison, so I can't really get any information off him.
No, you don't need to, so the solicitors will do all that. So what will happen? The legal team will be able to get access to all the records. Don't worry about it. So what they'll do,
my mum's sister, she was watching me and my brother,
honestly, don't worry about it, Wendy. They'll have access to the records, so do not worry about that, okay? What I now need you to do, Wendy, if you can just go on to your emails for me. You should have received an email from MMA Legal. Can you just confirm that you've received that? WendyWard45@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Have you received that? You should receive an email and a text message.
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, brilliant. So if you click on that link for me, and it'll just bring up a page where it requires for you to electronic sign. So you just click on that for me, and then once you do that, it'll say sign here, and it'll require a little squiggle with your finger, and then there's another blue button underneath that says execute all documents. Can you see that?
Yeah,
brilliant. So once you've done a little squiggle, and then you press execute all documents, that gives authorization for the legal team to contact you. All right, so Just let me know when that's completed and I'll be able to check that RN for you.
I'm facing part one and it's going up for you to load.
Oh, no, no, no. No, no, so you don't press the part one, so you just scroll down. So press the back button. And then when it's got part one, part three, you just scroll all the way down.
All right, just the signature.
Yeah, just a little squiggle. It'll never match your signature, so don't worry about it. It's just basically an authorization to state that you're happy with the solicitor to contact you. And then underneath that, there's a button that says execute all documents. Click on that, and that's everything completed.
Signing complete.
Does that say signing complete?
Yeah.
Brilliant stuff. I'm just going to check that RN for you now, Wendy. All right, give me a second. Brilliant. So I can see on our end here, signing complete. Brilliant stuff. So that's the authorization completed. Now, last but not least, there's a message you'll receive on WhatsApp, and it's got our link on there to our solicitors. And you need to reply back to that message with a picture of your bus pass and any letter that you've had within the last 3 months to your address. Have you got any letters at your address?
Yes, I have a council tax.
Yeah. So are you all right just to go and take a photo of them, attach them to that WhatsApp message? Is that okay? Take your time. Do you know how to use WhatsApp?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. So I can see that you've received our message on system. Wendy, with your bus pass, it has to be all four corners of the bus pass within the photo, and with the letter, it has to be the full letter, so all four corners within the picture, okay? Are you still there, Wendy?
Yeah,
Wendy, can you hear me okay?
Can you
hear me, sorry?
Yeah, I just had to get my bus pass.
No problem. No problem. Take your time. There's no rush, Wendy. Take your time.
What are you doing?
sorry,
I've got my work passes now. It's okay, Wendy, no problem at all. Do you have like a passport or a driving license?
No, I've not got a passport or a driving license.
Have you not? Don't worry about it.
You call me back later on when I would have them, Brent.
Yeah, of course you can. That's fine. So all you need to do is just reply back to that WhatsApp message when you do find it. Have you got a letter there at all, Wendy?
Yeah.
If you send the letter through, is it within the last 3 months? So it has to be within the last 3 months.
Yeah, I just got it.
It is. Yeah, as long as it has to be the full letter with all four corners, okay, within the picture. You want to send that up via WhatsApp, that's perfectly fine.
A number?
Say that again, Tori, Wendy.
Is it? It says.
It should be. You should have received it. You should say hi. Hi, Jane. Okay. You can see it. And then at the link at the bottom there, there's a link with our website on there, Wendy. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
Have you got it? Brilliant stuff. So if you just reply back to that.
Yeah. Well, do I just call them up there?
Yeah, so have you taken a picture of the letter? There's a little, if you have a look at the bottom where you type in a message, there'll be a little camera icon and it'll bring up your camera and your phone. Do you need any help there, Wendy? Are you okay?
No, I'm okay. It's just this. I'm just going to send it now.
Yeah, no problem. So when you're ready to type the message at the bottom, there should be a little camera icon, and then it'll just automatically bring up your camera on your phone. You can just take a picture of the letter, and then when you find your bus pass, you can just do the same thing with that. Okay.
Yes.
There you go. I can see that's coming through. What I'm going to do, I'm just going to save that to your file now. So, yeah, 28th February, I can see that's perfectly fine. So I'm going to save that to your case report for you now, Wendy. Okay. Give me just one moment. I'm just going to send out to you. I think I've sent the wrong. Just delete that a second. Sorry, I do apologise. I've just sent you the wrong link on our... There you go. So you WhatsApp there now. So when you find your bus pass, Wendy, if you do exactly the same thing that you've just done with that letter, that's perfectly fine, okay. So, Wendy, my name is James Thompson. I am your case handler, okay? If you've got any questions or any problems, you can save this number and you can contact me back on this number. If you've got any questions or you need any updates regarding your claim, you can always contact me back on this number directly, okay?
Okay.
I need to make you aware before you go. There are three ways that you can proceed with a Redress Scotland application. Okay, you can apply yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government's legal fee scheme, where up to £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice, or you can instruct us under a private agreement. Okay, we do not participate in government legal fee schemes, so if you choose us, it's under a private agreement. All right.
Yeah.
So basically what that means is the legal team will be going in for the maximum amount of money that they can for yourself. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any questions at all, Wendy?
No.
Is that okay, yeah? So all you now need to do is just pop your bus pass over when you find it, and then one of the solicitors will bring you in around.
On the phone,
They'll get all your records for you, and they'll obviously elaborate on the statement.
Because I've got bad memory, so things might kill us.
No, of course you will. They'll let everything know. So I put a note on there that your memory, you've obviously got a bad memory.
Because I've just had just been diagnosed with functional neurological disorder, FNB.
Wow. Okay. I'll put that on there for you, Wendy. All right. So they will ring you back. If you find your bus pass, if you can do that as soon as possible, then that's everything completed. And then the solicitors will contact you to let you know how much they're going in for compensation for you. All right.
Yeah, that's fine. Thank you.
Great stuff, Wendy. No problem at all. Enjoy the rest of your weekend and get that bus pass over as soon as possible so they can start your claim for you. All right.
No, I'm fine. Thank you.
Take care, Wendy. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.